This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The administration is considering new rules that would allow smaller mortgage lenders to release less information to the public about their loans, allowing them to conceal discrimination and predatory practices. A big issue in the European elections from the right and the left is keeping out American chickens because they are routinely sterilized using a chlorinated wash. Hedge funds use access to personal location data to get ahead of the stock market by seeing which stores are seeing an increase in customers before the stores report earnings. Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks leader, has been indicted on 17 new counts of violating the Espionage Act for his role in obtaining and publishing classified military and diplomatic documents in 2010, the Justice Department has announced, a novel case that raises profound First Amendment issues. A split New York State appeals panel extended labor organizing rights to farm workers, saying their exclusion from the 1937 state law empowering workers to form unions violates the state constitution. 40% of American adults wouldn't be able to cover an unexpected $400 expense with cash, savings, or a credit card charge, a new study by the Federal Reserve has found. India's Prime Minister Modi and his conservative communalist party expanded their majority after a 30-day election where 600 million Indians cast their ballots at a million polling stations for a 67% voter turnout. In at least seven cities, including Austin, San Francisco, Memphis, Houston, Baltimore, and elsewhere, women have filed lawsuits in an attempt to force the police and prosecutors to improve their practices around sexual assault and handling of rape kits. The NRA and its ad firm have now filed lawsuits against each other, claiming that each has smeared the reputation of the other. Ackerman McQueen is seeking $50 million in damages. A bill was shelved in California that would have prevented restrictive single-family zoning near transit stops to allow more multi-unit housing to be built there. Theresa May, the UK Prime Minister, finally threw the towel in with her continued inability to gain support for the Brexit plan she had negotiated. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.